The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hi, everybody. It is so good to be here today. We have an awesome topic, and it is called Fearing Success and What to Do About It. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Many of us, we're very clear on our fear of failure, but fearing success is also in the mix, and it's interesting how it surfaces. It can surface, you know, balanced out with the fear of failure. But this is something that if you feel like you have been going in circles for a long time or have felt stuck for a long time, no progress, no movement, same energy, different outfit, you keep cycling the same stuff over and over, then this is a really great topic if you are sincere about wanting to identify what those blocks are. A lot of us want abundance. We want the good stuff to happen. We want to bring in that fabulous energy with our intentions, bring in the finances, the partner, the loved ones, the opportunities. But we don't necessarily want to look at how we choke some of that, do we? And it's all of us, right? This is an opportunity for us to do a tremendous shift. You know, the fear of success can manifest in so many ways, but primarily we're choking the pipeline. And often that really terrible C word, we're trying to control our experience of abundance. What if we can't handle it? So let's learn about our fears and how we interrupt the abundance stream. We're taking calls today. It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and you are listening to Sheer Alchemy, where the whole deal here is that we can bring in the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, we can shift out the blocks, the interferences, we can resonate with the higher forms of energy, so that if we want to shift, if we're ready, whatever is presenting for you today, now, you have an opportunity to make that change. So I encourage you to follow along, listen along, and there's just a real opportunity here to make a shift. Sometimes, you know, we're wanting something to like move a huge boulder in our lives all at once. And I think on a more reasonable level, we know that if that happened, it could be problematic for us in some way. You know, we have to be able to contain the change. We have to be able to accept it and receive it and all that goes with it. Often when I'm talking to people about abundance, we want the good stuff and no responsibility for it. You know, we don't want to necessarily have to change who we are. We want it to happen to us. We all know what that is. We can be honest with ourselves about that. But when we are desiring abundance and we're desiring a shift, there is some responsibility that comes with it, because we have to be able to have the container for it. And we have to be able to transform into that awesome thing that we want. It doesn't just happen without our participation. And why is that a good thing? Instead of getting all terrified about it, what we need to understand is that every shift that we choose, everything that presents to us as an opportunity or a challenge, is allowing us to shift into a better aspect of ourselves. So if you've been wanting to do something for a long, long time, whether it's to, you know, be a painter, a writer, to change careers, to go back to school, to expand your healing and coaching business, whatever it is, just feel yourself right down your heart space. Allow yourself to expand a bit to receive the bigness of that vision. And just see where you get a little tight, that you can't let it all in entirely. Notice where fear is showing up, that if you bring this in, what will that mean? Analyze the question for yourself when you say, well, what will this mean? What will this mean to my current circumstances? This is the set of clues. These are the breadcrumbs that we find that are choking our ability to fully step into all that we are. So the first thing that comes up right away is, if I experience greatness, will it change my life? Will I be okay with the change? Well, yes, it will change your life. Whether you'll be okay with the change or not is based on the next set of clues. And the next set of clues means, will I be rejected? Will I no longer be able to be with my loved ones? Will I have to change my job? What if it requires a bigger change than I'm ready for? The backdrop of those questions is the fear that we will lose, and the fear that no one will come along with us, and the fear that everything we've built will somehow collapse if we accept this abundance. It's really hard to believe, isn't it, that we may not want abundance. We may not want our highest good. We may not want a love that expands us and challenges us. But it's true. We have blocks and impediments created from the energy of fear that keep us in traction. So recall some of the abundance dreams you've had, some of the visions that have come to you, some of the information downloads that you've received, you know, about creating your next life, about school or a relationship or business or travel or creativity. Take a look at those and check out in your energy field what you've done with them. I've talked often before about how we can start asking, in a way, the wrong questions, all right? Well, what will I do about this? Well, how's that going to manifest? Well, what if I can't afford it? Well, what if I start it and I don't finish it? You know, each of us lives one day at a time, an hour at a time, a minute at a time. But all of these fears are surfacing from a very deep part of ourselves, where we learn to be afraid of our own progress. We learn to be afraid of our potential, of our ability to create something magnificent. We might have learned that we weren't big enough, smart enough, pretty enough, great enough. We didn't follow through. We didn't complete tasks. You know, someone may have impressed upon us what we were and weren't capable of. And so before we even get out of the gate, we have shut down the vision. And this is really sad, isn't it? It's sad to think that many of us can live so many years and never try anything because of an unproven theory or remark from others in our lives, typically people important to us or authority figures, who told us about our value and our capabilities. So I would love for you to just reflect a bit on some of your visions, some of your dreams, some of the opportunities that were presented to you, and what happened. And it may make you sad that you didn't step into it, that you didn't take action, that you chose to not do it at this time. So don't wallow too long in that place, but just take a look at it and notice what the reasons were that you didn't step into it. I want to challenge you that it's not the fear of failure so much as the fear of success. Because with success comes an amazing sense of greatness, an amazing sense of power, an amazing sense of opportunity. And we get overwhelmed by that. We get overwhelmed that we won't be able to step through it. How am I going to do it? How am I going to create this? So this show today is about walking through what those blocks look like for each of us and how we can choose to step through them and around them or not. And there's no judgment about this. This is an opportunity that the universe is giving you to shift. You may not be ready today, but maybe tomorrow. Maybe you'll think about it. You know, often we think that stepping into something new is just foolhardy, devil may care. We may make a huge mistake. We may lose all our money. And the assumption behind each of those is that someone else outside of us is judging us and deciding what is and isn't important for us. And it really has no evidence to back it. So in our next segment, we're going to take a look at some of that within us and see if we can't turn that ship around. I want to give you the number again. This is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking about the fear of success and what to do about it. The number is 800-930-2819.
I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Ha! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Ha! Sleeping in my bed.
Hey! Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
So show me family, hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Hey! I don't know where I belong.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. You're listening to Sheer Alchemy, and we are talking about the fear of success and what to do about it. For so many of us, we might think in our current situation, our current circumstances, what? Afraid of success? Is that true? Is that real? And it is, because we've learned to play small, haven't we? We've learned to not be so grand. We've learned to take orders, to submit, to have no opinions, to not even know what our favorite color is. We've learned that there is a hierarchy and an order out there, and our approval comes externally from others to us. We don't approve ourselves. We don't validate ourselves. So therefore, it's hard for us to honor our vision. We even see abundance is coming from outside of ourselves. Money is out there coming to us. It's coming from someone, somewhere. And we demonstrate a dependency external to ourselves. And Source is wanting us to understand how we draw it from within ourselves, that we are the abundance. We are the vision. We are the clarity of the dream. And if we're on a spiritual path, it's about carrying the light and clearing out any of the debris that has held us back. And sometimes I like to think of the children that are watching us and the people in a fast food restaurant or wherever we go that they're watching us. They're wanting to see how it's done. And when all they see is, you know, rules and structures that seem to almost kill our spirit, then it's a very depressing vision to have. You know, sometimes I think so much of the depression that is so prevalent in our world and in our culture comes from, you know, understanding that, okay, this is the real world. This is how it is. This is how you've got to live, how you've got to be, and you're going to do this job for the next 40 years of your life. It's like a death sentence. And so somewhere along the line, you know, while we were supposed to go to college and pursue certain things in our lives, the next message is, well, not entirely, not completely. So this show is about looking at some of the broken dreams, some of the opportunities that you chose not to step into, the way you explained it to yourself, rationalized it to yourself. Oh, well, I can't, not right now. I have children. I have this. I have that. I have to stay until. So we have to understand that whatever structures that we are implementing and putting into place have to do with how we're explaining to ourselves that we can't implement the vision that comes to us. It's not for now. It's not for a time right now. So I'd like to ask you, why have you said that? And why have you decided that? Now, many of my clients, when I'm working with them, they'll explain to me the reason why. Well, I have to have the money, and I have to have this, and I have to have that. And ultimately, despite any spirituality or awareness of other realms, what they are saying is that I don't believe anything will come through for me if I don't make it happen, if I don't take action, if I don't do these things and perform certain activities. And so be it. That is our truth. But then we have other areas where we're very excited about the serendipitous, right? We're very excited about how, you know, the free cup of coffee manifests, or the vacation, or some really unexpected perk shows up for us. And we have a sense that there is something bigger and grander than us. So what I'm talking about today is the concept of an alliance between our true essence, our heart space, what's shown up for us, our own energy, and the universe, the light beings, the higher energies that match our vibration. See, we can carry a lot of different vibrations in our field. We can almost bring ourselves into a state of paralysis. A part of us really, really wants something, and another part of us is entirely blocking it with fear or with judgments or harshness or beliefs that say, not happening. That's just not going to happen. So take a look within at where you're stopping yourself. The opportunity for success, and you know, I use that word in a very large and general way because it's a very open, unconditionally loving energy, right? It's not just success as it appears to the outside world, you know, when I get this job, when I have this much money, when I buy that house, when I go on that vacation, when I get the new contract. I'm not talking about success just from that standpoint. But when we have a vision and we have a dream and something gets downloaded to us in our intuitive guidance and we feel that quickening, we feel that excitement, the next thing that comes is a set of ideas and thoughts about what to do about it, right? So that's our receptive part. We're receiving the visions, we're receiving the instructions, the ideas. And often for many of us, within a week or so, maybe less time than that, we start hearing all the obstacles, the rationalizations, but we don't pinpoint where in our field the fear is showing up. And often, as I've said earlier in the first segment of the show, it's coming from a fear of what we will have to take on, what we'll have to do, what we'll have to change. And here's an example. You know, it may be that, you know, we never make waves. We never create any disturbance in our environment or our relationships. We go along to get along. You know, if someone asks us out to eat, we just go along with whatever they say. We don't stop and think, gee, what would I really like to eat? And there's a many, many parts of us that are very subconscious, that are compliant and yielding, all to please, all to, you know, allow others to have whatever they want. So when we start getting the visions and dreams, it's going to come up against some of that, right? It's going to almost contradict this lifestyle we've created, you know, whether it's of passivity or compliance or people pleasing or a certain aspect of ourselves that loves to talk about our problems and go on and on about them. Whatever it is that, you know, is how we built our life, built our structures. So in that moment, you know, we have an opportunity, which is, do I want to shift through that? And this is where we say no. We would rather stay with the status quo. We would rather stay with things constructed as they are. Because success is going to require change. It's going to require us to step into new territory within ourselves. It's going to require us to see the greatness within us and to validate it. The next piece of that is that we're validating it within ourselves. No one out there is telling us in here, yeah, go for it, do it. Many of us long for that. We long for someone out there to say, you can do this. I have many things I would just love, you know, every 30 minutes someone saying, go for it, do it. You can do this. You can make it happen. We all have that. But a lot of growth is about us stepping into ourselves, stepping into our own greatness. So there's this devastating feeling of loss, isn't there? This sadness. Why has no one ever supported me? Why has no one ever understood how smart and creative I am, that I could do this, that I could make it happen? You know, often for many of us, if we've achieved something great, we can reflect back to a time where someone who was raising us said, you can't do that. You can't have that. You're not able to do that. That's not how the world works. That's not who we are. Where are you going to get the money for that? And so we can have a sadness over the time we lost and the loved ones who didn't understand that we could make it happen. But in the moment of implementation, we are seemingly alone, alone in the moment, alone in the thought, alone in the idea, alone in the articulation. who would we even tell? And we know in this moment, if we've had this before, that the ones to whom we would articulate it, the thought is already there. They won't understand. They won't support me. If I tell them this, they're not going to value it. They're not going to understand how important this is to me. They're going to interrupt me halfway through explaining it. And I'm just going to give up. And often we will give up on our opportunity because the external validation did not come. This is where Source wants to quicken your heart, get you excited, and allow you to experience the support of the inner plane, the support of the light beings, the support of the masters, the archangels, all of your guardian angels and runners and teachers and mentors that you don't see visibly, but that you know you could invite in to support you in this vision and in this dream. So I want you to think about where you've stopped yourself in the past from fully stepping into success. And think about how this time, because it will come around again, you know, there's no, it'll never happen again. That was your last chance. It's not like that. It comes around again because you are allowing the opportunity again. It's not age-based, looks-based, geographically-based. It is just showing up again because your heart is quickened again to step into more of yourself. And you can do this. You know, I do want to let you know that I have a class starting tonight, actually, on empowering your soul path. You know, a lot of us haven't learned how to fully step into our own power, how to work with the light beings, how to clear our field, how to raise our vibration, how to put on protection, you know, how to receive guidance and then step into it. What happens along the path? You know, sometimes we're seemingly on a detour, taking a circuitous path. So if you're interested in signing up for the class Empowering Your Soul Path, that's tonight, starting tonight at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And all you need to do is go to my website, lesliefontaine.com. That's LesLieFontaine.com. And there you can sign up for the class or you can write me. But go ahead and do that now. If you're ready to step into the next part of yourself that's ready to manifest, ready to implement, and ready to enjoy all that you can be in this next stage of your life, then this is the class for you. When we come back, we're going to go into some of the deeper aspects of our dreams and visions of success and how to release the blocks that are showing up.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations who is fast and thorough and sharp as a...
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy. We are talking about clearing out the fear of success so that we can step into the visions and dreams that we have had. I'm just going to best guess for many of you that it's been multiple lifetimes. I just am. You know, you are showing up in this lifetime to be the best you you can be. And if you are feeling a quickening in your spirit of stepping into a dream or a vision, then this is the show for you. This is the time for you. This is an opportunity for you. I work with clients all the time, working them through their visions, working them through their goals, clearing out energetic interference. Some of us have some really heavy stuff going on in our emotional field, our etheric field. Some of us have been under attack for a while. We have contracts and agreements with energies that kind of pull us back and pull us down. So if you're ever interested in working with me and shifting some of that, that is what I do. We bring in the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, the healing teams. There's channeling involved. And we clear out the obstacles that you're presenting now to shift out. So it's not about white knuckling it through life. You know, it's not about struggling continuously with the physical ailment, with the depression, with the difficulties in life. It may be layers of it that we have to move through. There may be some entrenched ways we've lived for a long time to protect ourselves that hold us in that position. But as we release and as we shift, we get lighter and lighter and we start stepping into all that we are. And I do want to correct myself on the class that I'm teaching, and I thank a listener for calling about that. The Empowering Your Soul Path class is starting on Thursday, tomorrow. So thanks for the correction. That's September 8th, and we're doing it at 8 Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And look forward to your participation. Any questions that you have, don't even hesitate to reach out. It's really powerful. I'm just talking to so many people that, you know, maybe we've gone to a lot of psychics and we've done a lot of healing and we're using a lot of other people to help us through some of the difficulties we have, but we then don't know how to stand in our own power. So this is the class for you if you're ready for that. You know, it doesn't mean that we don't ever need anybody ever again. That is not the case. But it is important to learn how to, you know, set some of our intentions, stand in our own energy, honor the energy that we are, and clear out anything that's interfering with us, but really be empowered enough to know what to do, to know how to do it. You know, it's kind of like having a college program, you know, that we do in the world to learn a new skill. We seem to think that spiritual classes should take a week, a month, but, you know, no more. And, you know, honestly, there is a depth and complexity and an intricacy to walking the spiritual path so that we're no longer victimized by energies. I know lots of people, they can't go to a mall. There's just too many energies, you know, in that environment. Some of us are so empathic, we don't know how to, you know, maintain our core. So this is a class for you to begin to learn how to do it, and you will get better at it and faster as you go along. So again, the class does begin September 8th. It's four Thursdays of the month. It's for an hour, and you'll get a recording of the class and some practice assignments during the week. So I look forward to hearing from you. You can visit information about the class on my website, LeslieFontaine.com. So let's get back to what we were talking about in terms of the fear of success. So we have, you know, all kinds of fears that show up, and we have been taught to just stop at that moment. You know, once the obstacles show up, maybe we don't call them obstacles. Maybe we excuse ourselves for this. Well, my husband this, I only have this much money. I don't get any more from the government than this. I only, you know, make this much in my salary. I don't have any support at home to help with my children. I don't have any free time. I'm always so tired. I have a lot of adrenal fatigue. I'm doing a lot of work in the astrals at night. I wake up exhausted. You know, so many things that could be going on, and we will stop ourselves, right? We'll almost sideline ourselves. And so one thing I love to teach is that we say yes. First say yes. Yes, I want to do this. Now, when we say yes, it's in the midst of completely challenging circumstances. You know, I love what Viktor Frankl said, who, when he was in the concentration camps and suffering just unbelievable, horrendous circumstances. And what he said is that no one could take away his thoughts. No one could take away what was going on the inside of him. So he had all these challenging situations all around us, you know, and later, even though his books were destroyed, he later rewrote them all, which is incredible. You know, for most of us, that would just be daunting. That would just be impossible. We're just trying to carve out 30 minutes to do something. And here is someone from a concentration camp that rewrote all these books, but he learned and understood that no one could take away your thoughts. So here you are, whatever your challenge is, whatever the situation is in this moment, you say yes now. All right, the outside circumstances could be looking terrible, but you say yes now, and you start to allow that vision to permeate your field, and you start to accept, yes, I'm going to create this. Yes, I'm stepping into it. I'm allowing it. I'm allowing the vision, the opportunity, the new job, the new resume, the new creative endeavor, whatever it is, the travel, the journey, the new healthcare I'm going to receive, the new modalities I'm going to learn. I say yes now. It is not based on the circumstances being perfect, and then you say yes. You say yes in this moment. And I want you to feel right now, a lot of you are getting this. Your throat space is clearing up. Your high heart, which is your purpose, is opening up. Your heart space is opening up. And some of you are feeling this a little tightness in your solar plexus, which is your power center. And you're sort of holding back right now. And you know what? A lot of us have some stubbornness. And a lot of us have fear in this place. So let's just go into that right now. Is it saying, well, how's that going to happen? This makes no sense. If you come up with the line, this makes no sense, then you're missing your opportunity. Higher mind is so much grander than just our finite 3D mind that we operate with in this world. So higher mind is coming through, giving you an opportunity, knowing the fastest way for you to experience your abundance. And your 3D mind is going, well, how's that going to happen? Where am I going to get the money? How am I going to do this? If you release all that in your saying yes in this moment of challenge, then it starts to unfold. You start to allow how this thing is going to happen. It's not going to happen the way everything else in your life has happened. It's not going to happen in a way that will work to explain it to parents or partners or bosses. You're going to get some very unique, creative ideas about how to manifest this success. But we have a fear of control. We have a fear that I've got to know how this thing is going to unfold. And so we shut it down right there. Because if we can't see it in a way that, quote, makes sense, unquote, we reject it. So I'd like to challenge you today to say yes and to not resort to that kind of thinking and to not go into your fear that you won't be in control. You see, serendipitous opportunities and solutions and websites and encounters and jobs occur just magically. They just start to show up. Now, if you're walking through the steps to become an empowered person, then there are some unique things that are going to show up for you to help you step into that empowerment. If you are afraid of doing anything by yourself and without validation from others, a big part of your journey is going to be validating yourself and drawing in other like-minded companions who are also creating something for themselves. And so it's almost like you draw in new partners and new friends, and they are walking parallel with you. You're not, you know, controlling and enabling them, and they're not controlling and enabling you. But you are supporting each other in this brilliant new endeavor of yours. So say yes in those circumstances. This is so critical. And then the next fear is, well, how am I going to do it if I feel so bad? You're not always going to feel so bad, and you are going to be amazed at what shows up as you step into it. So saying yes in challenging circumstances is the first step. Understanding that you have a fear that you can't control how things are going to unfold, that's the next thing, and release that. And then we're going to bring in light beings and masters and archangels and healing teams that support you as you walk out. You're going to start walking around with this magnificent smile on your face, because out of nowhere, these things start to appear. And you're going to realize you're on this magnificent adventure. And when I say adventure, I don't mean that you're out, you know, on some beautiful island necessarily, or in some ski slopes or whatever. You can be having an adventure just walking down the street or driving in your car, because you have no idea what's going to happen next. And your whole life has been about controlling the experience and controlling outcomes. And there is no joy in that. So when we come back, let's talk about what surfaced for you in this last segment, because I feel a lot of the energy is coming up right now of what you've been afraid to step into, what you've been afraid to allow, because you want to go, well, what will happen with this person, and what will happen with that situation, and what will happen with all of this? I want you to just itemize all that for yourself and release it and understand that Source is always bringing forth the highest good for you and that of everyone involved.
I ain't too sure what I believe in, but I believe in what I see. And when I close my eyes, I see my whole life ahead of me.
These are
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. What in this very moment are you creating or drawing to yourself? Notice your field when you desire something. Are you in agreement from your emotions to your power center to your sense and desire of security? Do you second guess your intuition or even shut it down? These are clues to what you are about to create. What you have done so far is already here. Every block is a clue, and your heart's desire is there to transform it. Are you ready to shift? If you are, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, we are back. I hope this has been a stirrer-upper of some awesome stuff within your field today. This is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking sheer alchemy. We're talking about fearing success and what to do about it. And, you know, honestly, it's fearing the R word, responsibility. We have learned that word as such a heavy, you know, laden word with all kinds of negative connotations. And what am I talking about when I say responsibility? I'm talking about receiving the guidance that you get and then taking action. One is the receptive divine feminine. The other is the active divine masculine. We all carry these energies within us. We're getting our dreams and visions, and now we want to step into us. And then when we feel the restraint within our solar plexus or in our security center, and we either dig our heels in or we feel a lot of fear, that's the awesome opportunity. Your vision isn't just about your vision. Your vision is about healing. It's about becoming the best you can be. It's about carrying a higher light vibration. It's about experiencing the things in life that are destined and designed for you. So take a chance today that within the circumstances, within whatever is going on today, you say yes. And then when you get the dream or the vision and you feel all that fear, you know, the book, do it anyway. Do it anyway. Just take an action. And, you know, it is amazing when we take the action, what happens next? What begins to surface for us? If we feel a little discomfort, let's identify why we feel the discomfort. Are we uncomfortable because we've never done it before? Are we uncomfortable because we won't know how to control the situation? Are we uncomfortable because we've never, you know, stepped into something like that before. Those are not reasons not to do or take part in what is showing up for you. If you are getting a sense that it's, you know, definitely not the right time, there are some circumstances you're seeing that you need to wait a little bit before you do it, that's different. But don't shut it down just because you're uncomfortable or you're afraid, all right? We'll always have fear. We'll always have this part of us that is afraid to do something differently, afraid to do something we don't know. And our assumption always seems to be that if we don't know how it's going to turn out, it's going to be bad. That is so not true. You have no evidence of that. All right. Now you can, you know, try to make that happen. You can fabricate that for yourself all you like, but it's not something that's evidence-based at all. You know, it's just that you've decided that, you know, if I do something new and I don't know how it's going to turn out, then I really shouldn't do it. So look at yourself where you're pulling back in the moments that you have a vision or a dream. And then we want to bring in the healing teams now. And that's what I'd like to talk about right now. I'd like to bring in some beautiful light beings right now, some archangels, healing teams, some masters. And I'd like you to just allow their presence right now. And I'd like to give, you know, ask them for your help, for their help in stepping into creating this new vision of yours. Notice the shift in your throat space. There's some new words that are wanting to come through. I can, I'm doing, I'm creating. There you go. We have to understand that this vision came to us. It came to you on purpose. You don't have to be famous to get a vision. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to get a vision. You can be you. It came to you. No one else got this vision. It's yours, okay? Sometimes we want to compromise it. We want to dumb it down a little, make it smaller, not so big. Maybe I exaggerated this thing. No, you didn't. It's come down perfectly just for you. So allow yourself to work through all these stages to the point of accepting and allowing the vision and taking some small step into it, some idea that you can step into. So graduate to the highest manifestation of yourself. Even if nobody around you knows what you're doing, you know, sometimes we tell people, we tell the wrong people so that they will validate us. Sometimes we tell the wrong people so that they will talk us out of it so that we don't do anything. And then we go back into our little hole and we continue with life as it always has been. And guess what? We're not very happy with that. And then we want to say how abundance doesn't work and how shifting our intentions and our energies doesn't work. It does work. This thing will come back around for you if you can't do it now. There is no judgment about this. But say yes today to something that's come to you and allow the download to come. Carry a little notebook. Write down the little ideas that come for you and see what it is that you can do. I get these ideas all the time. And I have found when I write them down that over time, I do them all. I may not do them right away. I may not do them, you know, the moment that I write it down. But I have been able to go back to some lists and see that I've done them all. So this is your chance to take a look at what's showing up. When we stop listening, when we stop receiving our downloads, when we sit entrenched in our fear, that's when we stop getting the intuitive hits. We just quit listening. You know, it's kind of like if no one listens to us anymore, why should, you know, we keep talking? And that's kind of how guidance works. So take a look at where you sort of shut down and don't want to step into this creative aspect of you and where you've assumed that things won't work out if you can't control them. Things won't work out if you can't see the full outcome. Often we get a vision or a dream that gets us somewhere so that we can experience another part of ourselves. And that vision or dream was just a way to get us there. And I know many of you have done that, whether you've moved somewhere or you took a certain job, and maybe at that job you met your best friend. And if you hadn't taken that job, you wouldn't ever have met that person. So sometimes there's another purpose behind this thing that moves us from point A to point B. Remember that for you. When you get this vision, step into it and realize that there's so many beautiful possibilities that are going to unfold for you. I hope that you'll give me a call at 678-665-3366 if you ever want to work with me or understand more about stepping into your power, stepping into your dreams and visions. If you want to find out what a session is like, I have CDs and teachings about how to create your vision and where the blocks are that show up in our fields. And these are awesome meditations that can help you clear out. You don't have to do a big performance thing for them to, you know, to work. You can just be lying in your bed doing them. But I want you to have the opportunity to step into all that you are and understand at the energetic level where you've been held back to this point, but now you can step into your greatness. This is Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy. Until next time.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.